Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That's part of the problem.
Well, the problem is what you just said, on the other side.
Yes.
That's what the, and yes,
news is now political. You're one corner or the other, and news is now entertainment. How do you get more ratings? In the old days, it was you got more ratings if you had Walter Cronkite, who was the most reasonable newsman. He was.
And Rather.
Yeah, and it was Peter Jennings, and it was like a contest to see who could have the most credible, believable man telling you the news. I will pass that on to Josh.
I would like a call from him.
You won't get that.
Okay, well, I would like to be on the show.
You will not
get
that.
I'm an American, and I have the right to say what I have to say on the phone.
Well, you do. And as a radio station, we have a right to let you on the radio or not. Now, if you want to start up your own radio station...
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous that you think you have the right to be on the radio.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Actually, Walter Cronkite, not Conkrite, but that's okay. Hour number three, 713.
Did I say Conkrite?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, which someone said they did for the first time, and says, I'm an idiot. Thought AJ sang the stupid jingle live. Sorry. Maybe, you know, sometimes. All available at podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Lots of fun stuff today. Politics and drunks in a bar and weird callers, a little bit of everything.
Eater in Washington says, and he apparently lives in Washington now, but he says Houston food is better than Seattle food except for seafood and Chinese food. I would agree with the first part of your statement and probably disagree with the last part of your statement, because I think Houston's probably better for seafood and Chinese food if you know where you're going.
Yeah, if you want, and
not that Seattle, if I had to pick, like, hey, what's the best thing about the food in Seattle, it's Chinese food and seafood. But I think you can get better stuff here, honestly. The seafood's a little bit different here than it is there.
Well, like it's different fish are the delicacies, too. Which,
yeah.
We
do shrimps and they do clams.
Yeah. And you can the important thing for getting good seafood in either place is get it as fresh as possible.
Yes.
And there's some great places down on the coast where I grew up where you can get that day. Where they'll catch stuff and you can get it as fresh as it comes. And that's fantastic. That's just, it's so funny because when the Canadian first moved here, she hated shrimp because obviously the shrimp they're going to get in Saskatchewan probably been frozen for a while. And Aaron, you've been down there long enough. It's, you know, the difference when stuff's been frozen for too long.
Oh yeah.
With seafood especially. And so I took her down to Galveston to get as fresh a shrimp as we could get, and she just fell in love with it because it's totally different. And our seafood is doesn't get enough credit, but because we don't have all the sexy fish, we're heavy trout, flounder, redfish,
yeah,
and those are really good eating fish.
Snapper is a pretty sexy fish.
Yeah, snapper's pretty good, but you go to a place and you get fresh flounder, it's fantastic if it's done right. So, somebody said maybe the guy in Washington meant Japanese food. It's better on the West Coast than here. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'll agree with that,
too. I don't think anybody would dispute that one too much. But Space Ghost says, how do you date someone who hates shrimp? Huge red flag right there. I didn't say she hated it. She just didn't like it because she never had good shrimp in her life until she came down here.
My wife isn't crazy about oysters because they don't really do oysters up in the Pacific Northwest, and she just doesn't like the doesn't like the consistency of them.
Yeah, see, I like oysters a lot.
I do, too. And if she eats them, she'll eat them fried. But she wants nothing to do with raw oysters.
Yeah, I like
on a half shell, which I prefer. Or
I like
grilled.
Grilled with some flavoring.
Or smoked, even. Yeah, but I do like them on the half shell, probably the best.
There's a really good place out at where we used to go in Sugar Land to do that show. I think it's called Rhubar. They do a great job of, I mean, assuming they're still there, who knows after the Rona, They do a really great job with grilled oysters, and there's like they have one with Parmesan and things like that, and I love it like that. But yeah, she came around. She's a big shrimp fan now. Rupor, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And it's still there, Zero Fold says. Thank you. Yeah, because, and we have some friends who live out there, and we try to meet them once every couple of months, and that's where we go. But I don't know what's anything anymore with the Rona.
Vince Carter has retired from professional basketball, Fred. And there was a debate, and I don't think it's much of a debate, especially with the people who get in the Hall of Fame now. Vince Carter's a lock Hall of Famer, right?
Gotta be.
I mean, if Tracy McGrady's a Hall of Famer, like that's the comparison to me.
I mean, well, everybody's a Hall of Famer in basketball, so yes, he's definitely in.
He finished 19th on the all-time scoring list. Had he finished out this season, chances are good he would have finished 18th, probably would have passed Kevin Garnett. But played from 1999 to 2020. That is a hell of a run. Hell of a run.
Yeah.
And, I mean, now, obviously, 20 years, you're going to score a lot of points. But I'd argue that, like, the scoring isn't even what makes him a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, while I do think that that's part of it. But that dude was, like, he was a prolific highlight reel. I mean, he was constantly an entertainer.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said for guys like that. And that's why I've argued in the past that while guys like Jose Canseco is a good example, and a lot of people, I mean, he's never going to get in the Hall of Fame because of the steroid stuff, but I would argue that he should because he was a showman. He brought attention to baseball that in a time when nobody gave a damn about baseball. Like, he was a big star. Bo Jackson, who had a shorter career, you could make the same argument for him. Bo Jackson was going to be probably a career 250 hitter, but he was still incredible to watch play the game. I think that's Vince Carter. Vince Carter was one of the most fun players to watch play.
Yeah, he's kind of like Dominique Wilkins. You know, maybe not as skilled as a scorer, but just as an athlete who made plays and was fun to watch. Definitely. And yeah, he's, to me, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Somebody says, best seafood I ever had was in Baltimore, right in the harbor. Amazing. Can I tell a story about that?
Yes.
I was going out there.
Is it the harbor that they closed to build that that hoity-toity shopping center in season 5 of The Wire?
No, it wasn't that. It was a place called, I think it was O'Brien's.
Damn Carchetti.
I had a friend who is from, he lives in D.C., but he bragged about how great the crabs were in Baltimore. And, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, they're very proud of that. And so we went to this place called O'Bricky's. And he said, the best crabs you've ever had. I'm like, dude, I'm from Texas. We do crabs pretty well here, too. So we sit
Challenge
down.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll pay you $100 if your crabs are better. And he's like, okay, it's a bet. So the waitress comes up and says, So just to let you guys know, crabs are not in season right now, but we flew them up fresh from Texas this morning.
Oh, boy.
And he just throws the $100 at me.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, yeah, don't think I wasn't just sitting there smirking and being a total spike the football in your face guy the entire time. So,
hey, Lamont, sports to you.
Say, man, you know, as an American, y'all guys had me on hold for 5 minutes.
Well,
5 minutes.
We decided.
I got a right to talk to you guys.
Well, exercise your right, Lamont.
Now, on the serious, I thought that the George call was kind of funny, man. But I was calling in. Say, man, you guys already know the business. I'm kind of tipsy right now, so I just forgot my whole call, so I'm out.
All right. That is why we don't take calls every day on the radio. That's why. Thank you, Lamont.
Yeah, somebody mentioned Acme Oyster in New Orleans is really good. It is. That's a go-to place, and it's a tourist place. There's no question. Now, I don't know if they still have this, but they have one in the Harrah's, and it wasn't as good.
But, probably not.
Yeah, but, you know, you would kind of think, well, they'll do the oysters the same way, right? But you have to wait in line there. Unless you go at the right time. So, 713-780-ESPN. I wonder what the heck he wanted to talk about.
It said the call screen said something about cancel culture.
Oh.
But.
JJ on Twitter says, so I bought your book on my Kindle and read it in two nights. I need a prequel or part two. The sequel's finished. And I'm still making them available if you really want it. Just send me an email and I'll send it to you. But I cut it off because we've got to start getting into the publishing part of it now. But that's gotten put back because of COVID. So I don't know when. You know, we're looking at probably early next year now at the soonest. So I'll still make it available if people want it. It's very different from the original. Somebody mentioned Felix is in NOLA. I've been to Felix's many times. I also got sicker than I've ever been off anything from from something I ate at Felix's. So it's probably because I had too much to drink too. On top of that,
that could be a contributing factor.
Sed needs to speak with a manager.
Hello, Sed.
Oh man, what's up, bud?
You got to turn your radio down.
Hello?
If you want to speak to the manager, you need to turn your radio down.
Hi, this is the manager.
This is the manager. Are you on speakerphone, hey. Sed?
Yeah. What is up with that?
Or your TV's really loud in the background.
Turn down your TV. Put them on hold till you get that sorted out.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
Yeah. As a manager, we can't have
that. The manager determined that that's not good.
Yeah, get that straightened out. Let's just go to break, and we'll come back. We'll
try them again. All right. I got to tell you about Allied Health. Listen, guys, if you maybe you don't know if you've got an enlarged prostate, what the pros call BPH. Some of the symptoms are maybe you need to urinate more often. Maybe you're peeing a lot at night. You've got difficulty starting. If that's you or anybody you know, well, the surgical options are ugly, okay? I'm just not going to lie to you. They involve drills and stitches, and it's nasty, nasty stuff. But Dr. Andrew Doe at Allied Health says you don't need that nasty stuff. He is the first doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. It's a minimally invasive procedure, super advanced, super advanced. They use X-ray technology to treat your prostate. And it's an outpatient procedure. You're going to be in and out in a few hours, and it's done right there in the office at Allied Health. Nobody in Houston has done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want, and PAE is also covered by most insurance plans. Learn more about it today, 832-860-4618, or check them out at choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. I can rock it, stick me, spark, and do no talking. Watch me
hit the target, mark the carpet, then depart it. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One other place that's pretty good, and again, I don't know if it's still there, is at La Bar in Richmond. They've got really good oysters, too. We used to go there a lot when we lived closer to this side of town. It's like now, everything's the caveat of
If it's still open.
If it's still open, yeah. All right, we're going to give Sed another try here.
We'll try him one more time. Hello, Sed.
I need to speak with the manager.
No, much better. What do you have to say to the manager, Sed?
All right. Here. First, I want to say this is one of the best shows that I've heard from y'all in a while, and I've been listening for y'all's existence. This is a very good show.
Thank you.
But I was at the gas station today, and not going to throw out any political parties, but the guy had a truck with a lift on it, you know, had his T-shirt off. He went in the gas station. The little lady, she's from somewhere, Pacific Asia, and she's like, you got to have on a mask, sir. This man went on a rant about his rights, this, that, and the other. My point of saying this is if the leader of his clan would have told his people to wear more masks, we probably wouldn't be ready to shut back down again. That's the gist of it. I think they need to wear masks because they're the ones spreading it.
Well, I think everybody's spreading it, but I do think everybody should be wearing masks. I wonder now, is it too far gone that, like, someone who's a heavy right-wing guy could come out and say, hey, we need to wear masks. If Trump said everybody needs to wear a mask, would it be too much confusion? Would there be people who do it and people who don't?
Again, getting back to my Abbott rant, he said that yesterday.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the power. He should, in this state.
No?
Yeah. He's not like people don't wear Greg Abbott t-shirts or hats. I mean,
don't get me started on the worship of politicians. That's just silly.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I did a sports map video today. I don't know when it will be released. I did it with John, and we got into a bit of a discussion about what we've talked about on our show. And John believes that Deshaun Watson is unquestionably no lower than the fourth best quarterback in the league today. You agree with that?
I think he's in the 4 to 5 to 6 range. I don't think he's lower than 6. Okay. And I damn sure don't think he's higher than 4 by any stretch.
Well,
but I'd put him probably 5th or 6th.
Here is what, and I said, listen, I think it depends on, it could be any given season. One of these guys could be better than the other. Like, would it shock you if Matt Ryan had a better season than Deshaun?
No. And that's the thing. That's why it's kind of hard to put hard rankings on anybody, because I would take Drew Brees over Deshaun, but maybe not this year. I don't know. I don't know who's going to have the better year. I mean, Drew's kind of going the wrong way.
Yeah, and that's why I told him, I said, listen, we talked about this on our show the other day. There's three guys, really, there's two and a maybe. There's Mahomes, Wilson, and then there's maybe Lamar Jackson, and then there's a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
And John said he disagrees. He thinks there's more great quarterback play in the league right now than there ever has been. And he says the fact that Cam Newton can't get a job speaks to that. And I disagree. I think that there's less great quarterback play and more acceptable quarterback play. Like, there's just a lot of guys that, you know, I don't know if I can win a Super Bowl with them, but they're better than not having that guy. You know, we've talked about those kind of, like, Matthew Stafford's a great example of that guy. Matthew Stafford's been in Detroit forever. They're never going to win a Super Bowl with Matt Stafford. We all know that. Detroit probably knows it, but they also know that if they don't have Matt Stafford, they're probably a 1-15, 2-14, you know, franchise. So you either pay Matt Stafford a lot of money to be mediocre, or you don't pay Matt Stafford and you find out what the bottom feels like again. I think that there's several teams like that. And I think the Chargers were in that boat for a long time with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers probably wasn't going to get it done.
He was basically Matt Stafford or Jay Cutler. I mean, yeah. This guy's going to put up some numbers, also make some mistakes in key situations and cost you a game here and there. And that's as far as you can get. When the Chargers were a legitimate Super Bowl contender is because he was handing the ball off to LaDainian Tomlinson 30 times a game.
Yeah.
But... John's higher on Deshaun than I am. Although I was listening to those guys this morning, and Lance, who knows more about football than anybody, I heard him talking about, well, it's only a 3-year deal. It's only a 3-year deal. Again, it's kind of misleading to say that. If he does a 3-year extension, it makes his contract 5 years long. And it's the same thing with the Tunsil thing. Oh, it's only 3 years for Tunsil. Well, no, it's a 4-year deal because they extended. He was already under contract for a year. It's an extension. It's not a 3-year deal. So... Yeah, I just wish people would clarify that, because it may sound, it'll only be 3 years. Well, in Watson's case, and this was my column today, by the way, on Sports Map, if you want to go check it out after you watch AJ's video, it's a 5-year deal with basically two options for the franchise tag. So you'd have him for 7 years if you want to. And at that point, you can also renegotiate. There's all kinds of things you can do. To me, it's a good deal for both sides. 713 said, Fred, I heard you drink Bang. What flavor do you get? I just got introduced to it and only had the Star Blast. Any recommendations? I love the Purple Haze because it tastes like Welsh grape soda when I was growing up, which was one of my favorite things to drink. So that's my go-to.
That's one. I like Bangster Berry.
Yeah.
And I like Purple Pear Guava.
Yeah, those are kind of the ones that I have to get in Vegas when they don't have Purple Haze.
And listen, almost all their flavors are good. What's not good is Miami Cola.
See, I don't hate that.
Don't drink Miami Cola.
I don't hate that as much as you do, but I do have some other ones that I just don't like.
Oh, Cotton Candy's horrendous.
Yeah, Cotton Candy is on my
horrendous
list. I wish they'd bring the root beer back.
I know. Why'd they get rid of that?
That was really good, and I haven't seen the root beer forever. If anybody finds a root beer bang.
The cherry lemonade one is good.
Cherry lemonade's good.
The lemon drop is good.
Yeah, that's a nice one, too.
Pina colada's good.
That one doesn't work for me.
Oh, you don't like coconut, though?
No, I hate coconut. So... somebody says, Pat in the 409, speaking of the NFL, I see a lot of national guys talking like the upcoming season is going to be business as usual. I think it could be a complete train wreck. We really don't know. I mean, and it's funny because you've got, depending on who you listen to, and like I saw a story, it's another one of those things where I'm getting really tired of the sensationalism that's going on. Like there was a story about some NBA owners are terrified of what might happen. I mean, come on, terrified? That's like crawling in the closet during a tornado. That's when you're terrified. You can't be terrified about what might happen if they start the season and somebody gets a COVID. But you see a lot of owners who want to push it back, mainly because they want to get fans in the stands. But, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. Look how much things have changed in the last 2 weeks. Things looked pretty good 2 weeks ago. Today, don't look so good. 2 weeks from now, they may look good again. So it's kind of, it really is tough to just speculate on what might happen. Somebody says, I love Miami Cola. You crazy. Miami Cola tastes like RC
Ugh,
Cola.
Gross.
Which, you know, I like that when I'm coming to work and I'm in a hurry because it takes me a while to drink a full Purple Haze, but I can slam that Miami Cola.
Yeah. By the way,
Bang, if you're listening, you should be advertising on the show for all the love you've gotten. It's another thing we're going to have to put on the ban list. Giving love to people who don't advertise.
Yeah. Sugar-free Red Bull. That's where it's at.
Yeah. I'm all about you, sugar-free Red Bull. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. Y'all are sleeping on sour heads. I don't like anything sour.
I like sour heads. That's good.
I don't like anything sour. It just doesn't work for me. So, yeah, it's funny. I was listening to Josh the other day talk about this, that Pepsi's making an orange Pepsi. And Aaron had kind of a comment on there about as if Pepsi weren't gross enough. And when I saw that, I'm like, well, nobody likes Pepsi, right? That's the worst. And I'm listening to Josh and he loves Pepsi. It's like his thing. And I don't know. I never liked Pepsi. And before you guys were born, Coke switched over to New Coke and is basically the same as Pepsi and everybody hated it. But Pepsi markets so well that, yeah, I mean, or they used to. I don't know that they're, now I don't drink any of this stuff anymore. The closest I've come to any kind of soda is once every year, if the machine is working at Christian's Tailgate where they have the frozen Jack and Coke during the summer, that is the truth. That thing, but the machine's working half the time. But it's especially when it's really hot to sit outside with that. But that's the only time I ever drink any colas. At least anymore. I mean, I kind of feel like once you get past a certain age, there's no reason to drink colas. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 409 says, I propose that everyone who calls the Blitz from now on has to speak to the manager. I think that's a good plan. So, also love the hair, Fred. Very sexy indeed. Well,
I didn't realize so many people watch on Twitch.
Yeah, it's.
But we're encouraging it now. I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, if you prefer to listen on listen on Twitch versus the app, by all means, do it.
Yeah, a lot of people actually prefer it to the app, which is fine. And
that's what I've found out.
And you can listen. You don't have to look at us, but yeah, you can make fun of the hair. You can make fun of me for anything you want. So, it pretty good hair day today because I actually cleaned up since I was meeting with the boss. And it's funny because, right now I'm a manager of nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a title. So whenever it has to do with the radio, you ask AJ. And it used to be if it was Sports Map or something like that, you'd ask me. Now I'm not really in charge of anything, but that's going to change.
What a life.
Yeah. Well, it's been a nice respite. And because it was a lot of work getting Sports Map to where it was, and I'm very proud of what we did with it and very proud of what Josh is doing with it now. But there are, there were always other things that we wanted to get involved with as a team, and we're going to move forward on that. So, also people saying your head very shiny.
Thank you. Is that a good thing?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What do you think, Aaron? Is it good for bald guys to have shiny head or matte? Would it be matte head?
I think shiny. Now, my frame of reference is coming from an episode of Scrubs where Donald Faison, who was the dude in Clueless,
mm-hmm.
So he at one point makes people marvel at how shiny his head is because he picked up wax for it.
This is a wax-free head.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I don't wax my head. I've got a natural glow.
But in the show, apparently he did.
Well, he's also got a very bright light shining right on it, too.
That's true.
So,
quit trying to take away the credit for my head.
Well, I don't know if I'm giving you credit or explaining why maybe it's not as grotesque as some people think. I don't know.
A lot of people like my shine. Okay, Lamont wants to try again. Hello, Lamont.
Hey,
have you stopped drinking
man,
since then?
I'm sorry
then?
About my last call, man, but cancel culture.
Okay.
Cancel culture. Do you guys remember Arian Foster? Arian Foster may not be the best example, but Kobe Bryant, that he was he went from 8 to 24, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is this pretty much the same thing that we're seeing now, with Lady Antebellum and all of these companies now just pretty much rebranding themselves, man.
Is that the same thing?
We're not going to do Eskimo pies now. So what are they going to do? Black and white pies?
Yeah, the difference is, like, the Lady Antebellum and the Dixie Chicks. First of all, Kobe Bryant changing his number. He was trying to overhaul his image overall. And also, to his credit, Kobe Bryant, really, for a guy who was canceled, kind of turned it around and became a hero again. There's not many guys who are accused rapists.
I'm just not talking about Kobe Bryant. I'm saying
right.
it's the same logic that's going on with what's going on right now. I threw out Kobe Bryant because those are the two. Kobe Bryant and what you call him, Arian Foster, the two names that I thought of. And I know that you can, you can make the stories, but basically, you guys know, you guys work in media, you guys work in business, you know how it goes, man. All of this cancel culture, and we gonna change the name of this. It's pretty much just rebranding, man.
And I agree.
That was the only thing I want to say. I think a whole lot of people, and you guys know this, man. You guys know this. And I'm going to go back to Kobe Bryant. It was a whole bunch of people that bought that number 8 jersey. And when he changed to number 24, they bought that 24 jersey too. And it's the same thing that's going on right now. They guising this up under, racial equality. Man, that's a whole bunch of BS, man. I don't fall for that crap. I think it's a whole bunch of crap and a whole bunch of, almost said a bad word.
Thank you.
A whole bunch of people that's just doing a whole bunch of messed up, and they just making black people look like Fabergé eggs, man. Like we original, we really fragile, and we need to be coddled and all that kind of crap. Man, I don't even know white people are washing my feet, shining my shoes, or doing anything like that. That's stupid to me. And anybody that's down for anything like that is stupid, too. And that's all I got to say, fella.
All right. Yeah, I will say this. The weird thing about Lady Antebellum and the Dixie Chicks, the D-Chicks, as I like to call them, changing their names is I didn't hear any black organizations really, like, reaching out or any black people saying, oh, this Dixie Chicks, this name is really bothering me. I just can't. I don't know. I just feel wrong listening to. First of all, I don't know any black people who listen to the Dixie Chicks or Lady Antebellum, but except maybe Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish. But I don't know anybody who was upset about it. It's almost like they just decided for themselves, like, just in case something comes out of this later, we better get ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah, I had a hard time following the whole phone call, to be honest with you. Other than I don't know who's talking about washing people's feet. I've never heard that. I don't know what that is.
Get with the times, Fred. White people are washing black people's feet now to make up for things.
Yeah, that's dumb. That is just dumb. For one thing, feet are disgusting, black or white. I don't care what color you are. Your feet are disgusting. They're God's biggest mistake.
I mean, what else would we walk on?
We could have paws like a bear, like a big-ass bear claw.
I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be better?
But shoes would look really funny.
Well, then you wouldn't need shoes. And if you kept it nice and groomed and combed well, then that would look much better than feet. But you don't be touching other people's feet. I'm the anti-Rex Ryan here. So
apparently having a naturally shiny head, though, AJ, means that your scalp is very healthy.
Oh, that's good news. That is good news.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying shiny's good.
Okay. All right. And now that you say that, now I think about all the people who put wax on their heads to try to fake the shine because they don't have a healthy scalp, so they're just trying to cover it up. It's like if you've got a car that's all full of scratches and dings, you just put a coat of wax on it and try to make it look better than it really is.
Yeah, and they also don't Bunch have a phonies. Really nice they really don't have a really nice light shining on the top of it either.
You know what? When people call in and compliment your hair, do I ever say, "Oh, it just looks that way because of the light?" Let you have your moment.
No, you don't. You're like, you still look ridiculous. You got to.
I mean,
that
you
hair.
Do look ridiculous.
Yeah,
you look like Barry Melrose.
Stop. Just see. There you go.
You do look like Barry Melrose.
I know.
You said it's the look you're going for.
And you know what? It's working. But don't act like you don't comment on it.
Oh, I do.
You're acting like,
on
oh,
it.
I don't say anything.
But I don't blame the light for the way your hair looks.
Okay. You're getting a little enhancement here. That's not a bad thing. Nothing wrong with that. And there's a reason we sit here and go blind every day staring at these damn things.
That is true.
And it helps your sheen. I think that's a good thing. Why are you looking at your watch, Aaron? That's a boredom thing.
No, Patrick Creighton just texted me.
Oh, yeah? Is he not coming in?
No, he just had an idea for bump music, but I already decided on something.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you saw this. It's funny. We've done the whole show today. The only time I've gone to my show prep was for Gym of the Day. That's it. But I have...
We have more and more shows like that now.
I know. I like that. But I did have something I want to get to because USA Today projected the records for every baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Care to guess where your beloved Houston Astros came in for a 60-game season?
This is the predictions?
Yeah, they went and based on who's playing who, it's an aggregate projection of every team in the league. But I can... we're not going to go every team, and just a couple teams that you care about.
I would say the Astros are picked to have the third best record.
They are picked to have the third best record.
Thank you. I'm very wise.
Can you guess? Well, tied for the third best record.
Oh, okay. I'll guess the Dodgers and Yankees, 1 and 2.
Yankees, Dodgers, yes.
Okay. And tied with the Astros, who else would be in that conversation? The Braves.
Incorrect.
Ooh, who is it, Fred? Tell me who it is.
Minnesota.
Oh, I forgot about those hosers up there.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
So they have the Yankees 38-22, LA 37-23, Houston, Minnesota 35-25, And Houston only one game ahead of Oakland at 34-26.
I'll say this, man. And this was another thing. I did another sports map video today about the Astros and, you know, whether or not this, like, people would give them credit if they won this season. And I said, everybody needs to just come out now and say either the winner of this World Series gets full credit or not full credit before the season happens, because I don't want to hear it.
But that's not how people work. They're going to wait and see who wins. If it's the Yankees or Dodgers, they get full credit.
Right.
Maybe even the Cardinals.
So, but I was saying, I think this is a team, or this is a season where a bad team has a good chance of winning this thing. Like, a team could come out of the blue. And that's when they'll really get, like, the sort of, did they really do it sort of thing? Like, let's say the Pirates did win the World Series. People would still be like, they won it, but they wouldn't have won it if there was 162 games. Here, which might be true, but playing by the same rules.
But let me throw out a couple teams that, if they win, would you say that? How about the Phillies?
No, I wouldn't say that about anybody.
I know, but do you think people would?
No, because the Phillies have star players. They're okay. A big market team.
Milwaukee?
No, because Milwaukee's been close enough the last couple years.
Arizona?
Yes, people would say that.
Okay. Because they have them projected at 31-29.
Yeah, people would say that about them.
How about, your White Sox, you've talked about a
lot. People would say that about them.
They wouldn't say it about Boston, even though they...
No, even though Boston sucked last year.
Yeah. How about Tampa?
They would definitely say it about them.
Even though Tampa's pretty good. And the LA Angels of Anaheim.
They would probably say it about them, too.
Probably so. All right, quick break. Guess what? One segment left. How about that? It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One last segment to go before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood. A futile and stupid gesture. I watched it last night. Have you seen that? It's from 2018.
That's the word.
Gesture or gesture. I've heard it both ways.
That's the word I was thinking of last week.
I've heard it both ways, so I'll go with gesture for now.
I think gesture is probably the Euro-Canadian way of saying it.
Yeah.
And you've been...
I've been Euroized.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've seen it, but it's really good. It's about the guy who founded National Lampoon, and then he wrote Animal House, and also wrote Caddyshack.
Yeah.
And it's... really a well-done story. So if you're into that kind of stuff, which...
What's this called? So what is this called?
A Futile and Stupid Gesture. It's from 2018.
I'm going to have to try to watch it.
Yeah, I think...
Doug Kenny?
Yeah. And
who's a genius, by the way. And if anyone ever tries to tell you differently, they're wrong. And Doug Kenny and Harold Ramis were basically... They were the sort of the geniuses behind all the National Lampoon stuff back then.
And it was amazing the people they worked with: Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, Gilda Radner, all those guys who went on to Saturday Night
Belushi.
Live. Belushi was part of it. And but then he wrote Animal House, which I still think might be the greatest comedic show ever written. And they also did Caddyshack. He didn't like Caddyshack, how it turned out. It was pretty funny. And... but it's worth watching if you like those films and want to see how they came about. And they do it in a kind of cool way with Martin Mull has a role. He plays him as an older guy if he had actually lived. And so it's really, I think you, especially knowing how much you like Animal House, I think you'd like it a lot.
All right. Well, I will certainly watch it. We ready to do Hoffman on Hollywood?
Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
I don't know if you heard today, but there was people trying to cancel Bart Simpson because he is voiced by a lady. He's a boy, and he's actually a yellow boy, and his voice is done by a middle-aged actually an older than middle-aged white woman now. So that peeved people. But I would argue it's really hard to find, you know, yellow people to do those voices. They just, it's
racist
because yellow people don't exist. So it makes it tough. Although I came across an article today called The Simpsons. Why are The Simpsons yellow? And I've always kind of wondered that. And turns out they wanted the show to sort of pop off the screen, and they screen tested a bunch of different colors, and yellow is the one that just screen tested the best. So The Simpsons ended up being yellow. And apparently yellow is also known to have a psychological effect on the human brain that explains why many of our most beloved cartoon characters, such as The Simpsons and Tweety Bird and SpongeBob, are yellow because of color theory. It's the most visible color to the human eye because of the way our eyes process light. It's also known to be a color that represents optimism and joy. So for 30 years, they have had yellow Simpsons, and now the answer has come out as to why. I don't know why no one thought to ask that question in the last 30 years, but I guess now is as good a time as any to ask why you decided to make characters a certain color when people are questioning why a girl's allowed to do a boy voice. This one I know you're going to take a personal interest in, Fred.
Okay.
There's a new bourbon called The Healer, and it is put out by a band called Anthrax.
I like Anthrax.
They explained that it comes from the legendary rocker Dimebag Darrell. That's who they used for inspiration.
Love him.
The drummer from Anthrax says, the first time I heard Dimebag referred to booze being a healer was when we were on tour together and I was really sick. He came onto our bus, opened my bunk curtain, gave me a shot of whiskey and said, booze is the healer. Scott Ian, the guitarist, said, if we arrive for soundcheck a little hungover, Dimebag would be standing there with a Cheshire Cat smile, a shot of whiskey at the ready, and the words, booze is the healer. And damned if it didn't work.
So much.
Put us right back on the horse. So now they've got this that new limited edition bourbon is Solera aged in a King's barrel, produced by Hill Rock Estate Distillery in New York's Hudson Valley Highlands. It's a 115.6 proof healing elixir. Price tag? $140.
Must be good.
I mean, I don't think Dimebag was drinking $140 healing potions.
No. Dimebag strikes me as an Evan Williams kind of guy.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the band Hum?
I have not.
Okay, so the band Hum had a hit when I was in high school called Stars. And it was a good song. And they kind of became, I don't know if they became famous off of it, but they got a little run out of it. And it was like Howard Stern loved this song. He brought them on the show, and apparently they were just giant pains in the ass, even to Howard, who was like trying to blow up their career. And they find 25 years later now. Well, it's been 22 years since their last album. They put out a new album for free today. So if
this song blows, by the way.
No, it gets good in a second. Okay. Turn this up. It's not a...
Still waiting.
God, Fred, you're so impatient.
How long is this chord going to last? 25 seconds?
Yeah.
Yawn.
That's called suspense.
Mm.
Well...
It still sounds like
that. Yeah, until it gets into it.
By the way, take us out with, only it, by Anthrax.
It does kind of suck, now that I think about it. Oh, here we go.
That's better, but I would have fallen asleep by the time I got to it.
Yeah, it did take too long to get started. But again, I probably haven't heard that song since 1995. But when I saw that they had an album, I was like, really? Those guys are still a thing? And they disbanded in 2000, and here we are today. If you want to hear Hum, their new album is available on the internet for $3, which is always nice.
Well, that's good for them, for free.
And that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Ah, just in time for the music to come back. Well, man, I've been jamming on that Dirty Honey. That's a That's a fun band.
Oh, by the way, Gone with the Wind back on HBO Max.
Oh, really?
They had a change of heart.
Really?
Yeah. So you can now watch Gone. I know now Gone with the Wind, people are going to watch it because, you know, it was so important to people. It's going to be watched now.
Can we work this into the rotation on a permanent basis? I freaking love this song. It's another good workout song. But, see, it's already going, right? It gets even better, but it's already going. Little Anthrax.
There's a cover of Anthrax. Anthrax covers Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun by the Beastie Boys. That's a good Anthrax.
You know what
song
else they covered was a Cowboy song by Thin Lizzy? Badass version. I used to actually do that at karaoke.
That Beastie Boys song, that's a deep cut, and it's one of my favorite Beastie Boys songs.
There's a lot to be said for Anthrax. All right. God, I love this song so much. It's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. That was pretty mediocre today, but for me, that's good. We got one day left, man. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.